You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
I am Jennifer Hebert.
I'm Morgan Nicole.
And this is Sophia Aguila. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Sophia, I know that Wessa's executive team went on a road trip recently. Tell us, what did they get to do?
Yes, that is right. Amy and the board's executive committee get to travel to Arizona to visit a few Wessa manufacturers. And I got to catch up with Amy afterwards, and she shared how much fun it was to once again see where the products get made and learn more about what's currently impacting the industry and, of course, how Wessa and our community can help. And one of the manufacturers that they got to visit is today's guest.
How fun. I love that they got to do a little road trip and really get behind the scenes.
Well, today, speaking of guests, we are joined by the entire Gomez family. Not quite the whole family, but a lot of it. We have with us today Presley, Grant, and Lainey. And they are celebrating the 30th anniversary of Cowboy Hardware. And since 1995, they've been around. And it's a family-run company known for their authentic Western style and designs for the entire family. And I'm so happy to welcome to the show the whole family from Cowboy Gear. We've got Grant, we've got Presley, and I think hiding there in the background, we've got Lainey. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Everybody's here. Yay. This is going to be tough for me. I have to be careful to ask everybody specific questions. And I'm going to start out with the name. Grant, how did the name Cowboy Hardware come about? Because when I first read that, I went, belt buckles? No, not at all. That's not belt buckles. How did you come up with Cowboy Hardware?
Sure. Lainey's going to tell the story.
Oh, okay.
When we were first married and we were starting out and had nothing, Grant was always roping, and he started collecting the horseshoes, and he started making these horseshoe hooks to sell on the side to earn some extra money. And we needed a name for our little horseshoe business, and we came up with Cowboy Hardware. And then when he developed the roping glove, which was our first product, it just stuck. So that was just the name, it's just always been our name and that, but it came from making these little horseshoe hooks and selling them at this little craft.
Oh, that's awesome.
Rent a little stall. So that's how it all started.
So you guys really were very much entrepreneurs from the get-go.
Oh yeah. We had no idea what we were doing. We were young and yeah, living in a little tiny place. And it was great. He would collect the horseshoes and, you know, put them together as, the hooks for the wall and wine racks. And we sold them in this little craft boutique where you could rent the little stalls.
Yeah.
And so that's where Cowboy Hardware came from. And my brother-in-law helped with the name, and it was just great. So it's just, that's been the name.
So Cowboy Hardware is the quintessential family-owned small business to get started, wasn't it?
It is.
And there we go. Yes. So it's a little bit of a journey to go from making gloves specifically designed for ropers to what Cowboy Hardware is today. Yes. How does that journey look?
Well, when we first launched our glove in the market, we knew we needed a little more than gloves. So we launched t-shirts and sweatshirts, which is Lainey's forte as a designer. And we found out really quick that our clothes did a little better in sales than our glove. And then within 2 years later, we launched a ladies line called Cowgirl Hardware. And we kept going all the way from there.
It just kept going and going. It just built on itself.
And then I think 2 years after that, we launched our kids' clothing.
2 years. Wow. So when did Cowboy Hardware start? What years? How did the clothing part of Cowboy Hardware start?
It all started in 95, and the clothing really sometime around 95, a little bit before that, but it was
simultaneously as the glove.
Yeah. I just kind of, all these like events just kind of dominoed, and it became.
Yeah. The clothing was right there with the glove.
Yeah. It wasn't like progression. It was just kind of like we were invited to actually go to the NFR and share a booth with someone, and we had no idea what we were doing. We had never been to the NFR. And so we just threw it all together and we went from there and
kept pushing forward.
Yes. Yeah, so it's
been just went forward.
So Presley was only 18 months old when we.
Oh, wow. So Presley, you've grown up in the business, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And I believe the kid clothes started because, I mean, I was there. So,
yeah. And then, when we had our son 10 years later, there weren't any infant clothes that I loved that I thought were cool enough. And I wanted them to be able to match. And so our infant line really started because of our son, and I needed to have something cool to put him in. So, and I loved when they matched. I still love when they match. But
there you go.
So that's kind of it. So it's truly been a family oriented based on things like that. I couldn't find a cute enough clothes to put my son in. And so we had to get the infant line real quick.
There you go. So you guys started out as you were the whole business. You made the things and you sold the things to the public. At what point in the company's maturation did you decide we need to start getting our products into other retailer stores? When did that happen?
Honestly, it started a year later.
Yeah.
Registered with WESA in 1996.
Wow. So you guys really had a very, very fast progression in maturity of your business.
Well, we had a knowledge of how wholesale business works and retail business works because Lainey worked in a retail store and I worked in a wholesale commodity area and we knew we needed to most likely go wholesale. So we jumped all over it, went every avenue we could.
There you go. So I'm going to ask Presley this particular question. And because Cowboy Hardware is very much a family business, what are some of the special challenges that you think come along with working with your family so closely into a very obviously high energy, forward thinking company like Cowboy Hardware?
Well, I really was born into it. I mean, I grew up going to the shows, whether it was wholesale shows or trade shows. I always knew I wanted to be in clothes and fashion growing up in this industry and being a part of it. I mean, my mom and dad allowed me to learn growing up. As I got older, through high school, I sat in design meetings. I helped with samples. I went to market. I always was a part of it. And so that experience, I think you only sometimes get growing up when you have parents who are so open to teaching you it and allowing you to even give your opinion and be a part of it. I also have I've been a part of the company my whole life, but really more seriously only in the past year. And my brother has as well been closely a part of it the past few years as he's been in college and finishing up school. And we really work. It's interesting because I think you can see parts of Ransom and I that come out with my mom and dad, whether it's business or the design side that my mom has this amazing eye for. And between Ransom and I, we really can sometimes balance out. And I think we all interpret things a little differently. So I think it's a good challenge and I think it helps us go forward.
I see where you're going with that. Whereas the family connection is, you see it as less of a challenge and more of a benefit.
Yeah, it's more of a benefit. We know how to, I think, push each other a little bit more than we want to sometimes, but then that always leads to a positive.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's a challenge, but it's a positive at the same time.
That makes perfect sense because obviously the whole family is comfortable with putting forth challenges and thriving on those challenges. Yeah.
Yes. And sometimes, we're in the office sometimes or we're at shows, but because this is obviously my mom and dad's baby, and then it's grown into all of us, it comes out at the dinner table it comes out everywhere. Right. So we're almost always constantly working on it. Sometimes we're out and we're this is inspiring me to let's do this print. So we're always texting about let's try this new design or here's a cool sweatshirt or things like that. So it's very collaborative. sometimes it's a challenge because we're at dinner and I'm like, can we not talk about this? We did. We just had a couple hour meeting, but you know, it's still good. And
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask this question. You mentioned going to market and Grant mentioned that you guys have been members of WESA since 1996. I think we could call you guys legacy members. I'm going to ask all three of you the same question. Grant, you get to go first. What is your favorite part about going to the WESA market each year?
You know, my favorite part is seeing that one true customer that really believes in Cowboy Hardware. And that is hard to find. And there's a few out there and they come and they test us and then they just become believers in what we have to offer.
Ooh, good answer.
Those new stores.
There you go. Lainey, what's your favorite part about WESA?
Really is the energy and getting to see everybody. You know, everyone's usually in a good mood, even though everyone's tired, but it's just fun showing what we have new and getting everyone's ideas. And again, these people have watched my kids grow up and it's just great because, you know, having customers that, you know, were there when, you know, Presley was, you know, tiny and then Ransom was born 10 years after her. So they've all watched him grow up. And so it's fun because you really do feel like you're part of a family and there are people that, you know, you just truly love. And those connections are so great. And yeah. Having yeah. to be able to have people from all over the country that, you know, I never would have met before being part of that. And that's what I think is the most special part of market.
There you go. And Presley, how about you?
I would kind of mesh between what my mom and dad said as well. I have been going to market since I was a kid before I understood maybe so much of what it meant. And I think it is really neat when we have these relationships with stores that keep coming back and we get to show them what's new. And then we get to collaborate with them. Like, how did certain products you tried last time work? Let's try something new and like, let's see where we can really like work together. And it's such a great space at WESA where we can collaborate with our stores and just keep doing great things together.
Yeah. And that's one of the unique things about WESA or WESA, however you decide to pronounce it, that I think might be lost on some particularly newer retailers that are invested in remote relationships with their suppliers, that personal relationship, the energy, the vibe, the communication that you get when you see your suppliers in person in a situation like that. Well, the whole purpose we're here is to help you sell products better. Not just and it's not a case of it's a salesperson flying through and they have 45 minutes in your town. They can spend as much time as they need with you guys. And I think that might be lost on some retailers who don't attend WESA regularly. And it's obvious with all three of you that you value that relationship, that personal relationship. You get to share a cup of tea or some average WESA food with those customers who have been with you either for 1 year or for 15 years. And that is a greatly valued thing. I'm going to ask Grant this one. Is there anything about Cowboy Hardware, your business as a whole, that has changed significantly over the past few years since you've started that surprised you, that you thought, I didn't think that would happen?
I guess, honestly, I'd say 8 years ago, we launched our girls' jeans line, and they have really surprised and done so well for us as our little girls' jeans. Other than that, what surprises me is you just never stop going. You got to keep pushing hard and hard. And
you are absolutely right. Oh, my gosh, yes.
We can blink our eyes tomorrow and we could be out of business. It is so, yeah. It is tough out there.
It's a constant hustle, isn't it?
Push. Yeah, we never stop hustling.
Yeah. And speaking of products that you guys have developed that are surprising and doing really well, I'm going to ask Lainey this one since she is the designer in the family. When I went to your website, you have a tab called Family Sets. I have not seen that before and I was intrigued. So tell me, what are family sets? How did they come about and who wants family sets?
Well, that came about again when my son, there were no cute shirts. Again, Presley was 10 when he was born. So all of the little baby stuff with the bears and the, she's like, no way, my son, my brother is not wearing any of that. So the need for a night, you know, the men's shirts that we create that are so good looking and to just shrink them down to that baby size, it just became something magical. And so we always have at least one or two, either a plaid shirt or a print that we make sure goes all the way down to infant and boys and girls and, you know, women's and men's. And over the years, it's been so fun to have these families send us postcards and pictures of, you know, before we had the internet and so easy to email and text stuff, they would send us their Christmas card that had their entire family in the matching shirts. And I just feel like it's a special thing that has always been important to me because it's not easy to find. And I just think it's a special thing. I love when the guys match, even if this, you know, Ransom's 21 and I love when Ransom and Grant match. And even when we all can do it, it's just, I don't know. I just think it's something special and the customers do love it. Given the option, we've just had so much fun with, again, the feedback and the pictures. And that's just one of my favorite things.
There we go. And because Cowboy Hardware is both fashionable and practical, I live in Central Florida, so obviously Disney World is a big part of our lives, and you constantly see people walking around Disney World, and the whole family is outfitted together. They're a group, obviously. You can get Cowboy Hardware and rock your cowboy look at Disney World.
Exactly. And again, we have had pictures of people sending us in front of the castle with their matching outfits, and they all got them to wear so they could find each other.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, I mean, it's funny you use that example because we have had pictures of that. So it's great.
Oh, that is awesome. So one final question for you folks. I'm going to pick a name out of a hat. Presley, I'm going to ask you this one. At the trade show, Cowboy Hardware is going to be celebrating its 30th anniversary. So retailers who come and visit your booth, what can they look forward to seeing and talking about at the booth this year?
Well, we're kind of have like rebranded some coloring. So we're trying to keep everything really cohesive. So you'll see some of that. You'll see some special shopping bags to acknowledge some of our old logos along with newer logos that we're trying to do, along with some special 30th year logos. And honestly, we're all so excited about it being 30 years. And I think you'll just feel that in the energy of how the booth is executed, how you see all of us and our employees showing up to show the line and to chat with people and talk about it and talk about some of our products that have been here for the 30 years. And I think you can just feel that it's exciting. And most people don't last 30 years. So it is a very special, I think, piece for people. Once they hear, oh, Cowboy Hardware 30 years, you're intrigued and you want to hear more. And
well, exactly. That is a testament. It's a testament to the quality and the importance that you guys put on your business and your customer service, because you don't last that long otherwise.
Can I jump in here for a minute?
You bet.
All right. And we're going to be handing out Cowboy Hardware shopping bags to everybody, and we're going to have a lot of fun giveaways. And so there's going to be a lot of excitement around our booth. And, you know, we have employees that have been with us for over 20 years, and we have, so it is just really such a family, not just the ones who are related, but we have, you know, this whole family that we're so excited about this 30 year celebration. And we're going to, you know, hand out things to everybody at least and all the, you know, get everybody dialed into the party we got going on.
There we go. So Presley, where can folks find Cowboy Hardware on the interweb? Website, Facebook, all those things.
Yes, website, cowboyhardware.com, Instagram, official Cowboy Hardware.
Cowboy Hardware Official, yep.
Yeah, Cowboy Hardware Official. I believe Facebook is exactly the same, Cowboy Hardware Official. And I don't think we've ventured into TikTok yet, but mostly Instagram.
And you guys have excellent SEO, by the way. All I had to do was type Cowboy Hardware into my search bar and you popped right up. So it's easy peasy. Yes,
which is awesome. Like, I mean, in this new age, it's so important to have that.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you very much to all of you for hanging out with us for a little while today on the Wisdom by Wessa show, and all the best at the January show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you. We'll see you in January.
Links from today's show are in the episode show notes and at wisdombywessa.com. Subscribe today to Wisdom by Wessa on Apple Music, Spotify, or any podcast player. And don't miss out on all the news for manufacturers and retailers in the equine industry. The Wisdom by Wessa show is published on the 15th and 30th of every month. Wessa, where the industry meets.